Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the Voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for the Technology Report and This is America, coming up after As It Is.
Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today, we report on the Japanese government's decision to ease some restrictions on the country's military.
The U.S. is going to welcome this, definitely, given that the U.S. for a long time has wanted more out of its Japanese ally.
The new rules enabling Japan's military to exercise the right to collective self-defense. That is our subject today on As It Is. The conservative government in Japan has decided to change the official interpretation or understanding of the country's anti-war constitution. Some observers are calling the proposal the biggest change in meaning since the constitution took effect 67 years ago. United States officials wrote the document following Japan's surrender at the end of World War II. Some Japanese and people in other nations oppose the change. The opposition is especially strong in the areas that suffered from Japanese colonial rule in the first half of the 20th century. But Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is defending his effort to change the meaning of Article 9 of the Constitution, which says Japan will not make war. The cabinet approved the change last week. It would give Japan the right to exercise what is being called collective self-defense. The Prime Minister spoke to reporters about the change. He said some people mistakenly believe it means Japan could become involved in a war to help other countries. Mr. Abe says the reinterpretation of the 1947 Constitution would only permit what he calls the minimum necessary measures for our self-defense. China immediately expressed concern about the decision. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei says Japan must respect the security concerns of its neighbors. He says Japan should not harm China's security and should not damage peace in the area. Last week, protesters demonstrated against the decision to ease restrictions on Japan's self-defense forces. Demonstrations took place in the capital, Tokyo. Thousands of protesters gathered in front of the Prime Minister's office. Some of them had signs that compared Mr. Abe to the former German leader Adolf Hitler. Other protesters urged Mr. Abe not to, in their words, destroy the Constitution. Among those protesting was university student Jinichiro Motoyama. He is worried that the cabinet's decision to ease restrictions on the armed forces could be the first step on the path back to Japanese militarism.
This is the significant change in the Japanese history. It's not a good way or a clever way to go. If Mr. Abe changed Article 9, we can't imagine what's going on next cabinet or in future.
The protest took place a day after one man set himself on fire at a Tokyo train station and survived. He had earlier shouted his opposition to the change. Also last week, some South Koreans gathered at the Japanese embassy in Seoul to show their opposition to the change. The protesters called for the Japanese Prime Minister to stop his attempt to lift the ban on collective self-defense. Park Hui-rak is a political science professor at Kookmin University. He says South Korea and Japan are already in what he calls an indirect alliance because the U.S. military operates bases in both countries. The U.S. military would use those bases to defend the two Asian neighbors if they are attacked. Professor Park says this means South Korea would need to cooperate with Japan if there is an attack on the South by North Korea. In his words, South Korea should not view Japan's decision too emotionally. He says his country should recognize Japan's right of collective self-defense on one condition. South Korea should receive Japan's promise that it will not adopt policies of militarism or territorial expansion in the future. South Korea's foreign ministry says any Japanese exercise of collective self-defense on the Korean Peninsula cannot be accepted unless we request it or agree to it. Jeffrey Hornung teaches at the Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies in Hawaii. He says the United States military will be pleased with Japan's new understanding of its constitution.
The U.S. is going to welcome this, definitely, given that the U.S. for a long time has wanted more out of its Japanese ally.
If Japanese lawmakers agree, the move will permit Japan's armed forces to rescue foreign or United Nations peacekeepers if attacked. And Japanese forces would be able to expand the use of their weapons. But the government says even with the change, Japanese troops would not be permitted to go to areas of conflict. A majority in both houses of Japan's parliament has to approve the changes for them to take effect. The governing Liberal Democratic Party has a strong majority in the lower house and controls the upper house with the support of a coalition partner. Recent public opinion surveys showed that at least half of those Japanese questioned oppose a stronger military. The Japanese newspaper Asahi Shimbun says such a big change should be the product of an amendment to the Constitution. The newspaper says such a change should not be something the government does on its own. Last month, the China Daily newspaper published an editorial on the subject. The newspaper said East Asian countries should be vigilant or watchful against Prime Minister Abe's moves. It said, Japan is the only Asian country that has inflicted tremendous harm on its neighbors with its military aggression before and during World War II. Japan's self-defense forces were created 60 years ago to replace the defeated Imperial Japan military. Allied forces broke up the Imperial military after the end of World War II. And that's our program for today. It was based on stories from VOA reporters Steve Herman, Victor Beatty, Yumi Kim, and Shannon Van Sant. We present a new As It Is every day at 0:30 Universal Time. You can listen to and read a transcript of this program on our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz. Thank you for spending some of your time with us today. Join us tomorrow for another As It Is, here on the Voice of America.
The Technology Report is next, followed by This is America. You can read and listen to our programs and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report. About 60 businesses demonstrated wearable electronic products last month at the Computex Taipei Technology Show in Taiwan. The devices included electronic watches and bracelets, jewelry worn above the hands. The Taiwanese company Acer showed a smart armband called Liquid Leap. The device is worn around the arm. It can send text messages and activate music on smartphones. It also can count the number of calories, heat units, burned during exercise. Manuel Linig is a spokesman for Acer. He sees risk as well as promise of success in electronic devices that can be worn on the body. Acer's armband will start selling this year. At first, it will be sold with a mobile, wireless telephone. Prices have yet to be announced. ASUS Tech Computer, a competitor of Acer, and smartphone developer HTC plan to release wearable products by the end of the year. Smaller developers exhibited many products at Computex Taipei. Guider Care of Taipei showed watches that can recognize when a person falls and send messages asking for help. The company thinks the product is perfect for older adults who live alone. Martian Watches, also of Taiwan, demonstrated watches that send voice commands to computer tablets or smartphones. The timepieces now sell for $129 each in Taipei. A government research agency showed eyeglasses that permit interaction through hand signals with computers. The signals can travel up to 200 meters. No price or release date has been announced yet. Prices for wearables remain relatively high. Many of the devices cost more than simple smartphones that perform the same or additional operations. Prices may rise above $1,000 as companies like Apple and Sony offer watches loaded with application software programs. Technology experts say many of the wearables still have problems. Some devices lack must-have applications and battery supplies designed to save power. Some do not have the good looks that buyers want. Observers say many are aimed only at sportsmen and women like bicycle riders. But in Taiwan, product developers think they know how to grow. Huang Hong Tang is an official with the organizers of Computex. He calls wearables a reasonable extension of other electronic devices. He says in the past 2 years, developers have found that handheld devices can be made even smaller and lighter. And he says everyone now thinks the easiest goal to reach is to move from handheld devices to wearable devices. And that's the VOA Learning English Technology Report. I'm Jonathan Evans.
Welcome to This is America from VOA Learning English. Here in the northern part of the world, we are in what some call the dog days of summer. In other words, the hottest weeks of the year. To ease the heat, Steve Ember and Shirley Griffith bring you some songs about summertime.
If you ask most Americans, they would say their favorite season of the year is summer. The weather is warm. They do not have to wear heavy clothes to keep warm. Young people do not have to go to school. They can do many activities outside, like playing sports and swimming at the beach or the pool. They like the sunshine during the day and the warm summer nights. People have written and recorded hundreds of songs about summer. These are some of our favorites.
One of the most famous songs about summer is from George Gershwin's opera, Porgy and Bess. He wrote the music in 1935. The opera takes place in the southern United States. It opens with these words: "Summertime, and the livin' is easy. Fish are jumpin', and the cotton is high." Leontine Price sings this song. Here is Billy Stewart's version of the same song.
A summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, don't you know, my darling? I said it right now, and the cotton is high. Like a your daddy is rich, got a rich daddy. And your mommy's good looking, yeah.
The 1950s and 60s produced many songs about teenagers enjoying their summer vacation from school. The songs are about having fun, swimming in the ocean, driving in cars. This one is Summertime, Summertime by the Jamies.
It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, summertime. Well, shut them books and throw them away. Say goodbye to dull school days. Look alive and change your ways. It's summertime. Well, no more studying history and no more reading geography and no more dalgy. Because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mills. It's time to live and have some thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular free-for-all. Well, are you coming or are you late? You slow pucks on my one complaint. Hurry up before I fade. It's summertime. Well, I'm so happy that I can flip. Oh, how I love to take a trip. I'm sorry, teacher, but
it is summer almost all year long in California. And it was summer all the time for the Beach Boys. They sang about their favorite activities, like riding the ocean waves on surfboards. Here is one Beach Boy song, All Summer Long.
However, for some teenagers, summer vacation was not all fun and games. Some of them had to work to earn money. Eddie Cochran sang about this in Summertime Blues. Many other bands and artists later recorded this song, including the British rock band The Who.
I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler.
No dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. Now, if you wanna use the car to go a ride next Sunday.
Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work a leg.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
The Lovin' Spoonful was a band that did not love summers in the city because of the heat. They sang Hot Town, Summer in the City, Back of My Neck Getting Dirty and Gritty, and All Around People Looking Half Dead, Walking on the Sidewalk, Hotter Than a Matchhead. They liked the nighttime better when they could dance and have more fun. Summer in the City was released in the summer of 1966 and was one of the Lovin' Spoonful's greatest hits.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Even though it was hot, Sly and the Family Stone still found ways to have fun in the summertime. This song is about the happiness that the season promises, including going to a county fair in the country sun.
End of the spring, and here she comes back. High, 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 there.
Yeah.
Summer days, oh, summer days.
In the 1990s, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince produced this hip-hop song called Summertime. It is about being with friends and having a good time.
Drums, please!
A groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
We leave you with a song from the movie version of the musical Grease. It is about two teenagers who meet during their summer vacation and fall in love. Back at school in the autumn, they tell their friends all about it. John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John sing Summer Nights.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to another summer night.
Our program was written by Shelley Gollist and produced by Katie Weaver. Shirley Griffith and Steve Ember were your announcers. You can also find transcripts and audio archives of our programs on learningenglish.voanews.com. Join us again next week for This is America with VOA Learning English.
Something don't need a thing, but I know the seven.